Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of the MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Today, we will take you on an auditory journey to the heart-stirring wilderness of Montana. Here, nestled amidst the towering pines and set against the backdrop of the majestic Rocky Mountains, lies the enchanting refuge known as Paradise Plover's Perch Campground, a place where the symphony of nature comes alive and the verdant landscapes cradle the spirits of both humans and avian beings alike. Our host today is the vibrant and passionate owner of this idyllic abode, Miss Theodora Quill, a woman whose eyes sparkle brighter than the clearest night sky when she speaks of her love for the great outdoors. A naturalist, an avid birdwatcher, a scholar of the wilderness, and an entrepreneur with a heart set on conservation. Theodora's dedication to her campground and the diverse flock of feathered friends it attracts goes beyond the realms of ownership. For her, Paradise Plover's Perch is not merely a campground, it is a haven where life thrives, a space that fosters a seamless bond between man, bird, and nature, a sanctuary that echoes with the delightful chirps of avian melodies, and a classroom for the curious minds intrigued by the intricate workings of the natural world. Stay tuned as Theodora Quill unravels the story of her unique initiative, the Campground 24-Hour Bird Count, encouraging citizen science and wildlife observation, a tale filled with challenges, triumphs, and the enduring spirit of community and conservation.
One peaceful morning, I found myself sipping a steaming cup of coffee on my porch, the sun peeking over the towering pines, casting a dappled light on the dewy grass. I was engrossed in the melodic twittering of my feathered friends when a realization struck me like a stray bolt of lightning. While the campground was teeming with bird enthusiasts who shared my love for these magnificent creatures, there was a lack of understanding and appreciation for the diversity and life cycles of these winged wonders. I realized that there was an unexplored opportunity here. The challenge now was to transform this disconnection into a shared passion for avian life, which would ultimately enhance the campground experience while promoting wildlife conservation. In the weeks that followed, I mulled over various ideas, each seeming more ambitious than the last. I thought about guided birdwatching tours, educational workshops, even installing informative plaques near popular birding spots. Yet, none of these felt impactful enough. I wanted a solution that was not just about awareness, but about participation, engagement, and community building. That's when I had the eureka moment. Why not organize a 24-hour bird count? This idea was inspired by the Christmas bird count, an annual tradition of birdwatching communities. However, I wanted to create a more inclusive event, where everyone from the campground, regardless of their birding expertise, could participate. I envisioned a day of unity, where we would collectively observe, record, and cherish the avian life in our midst. This approach would not only encourage citizen science, but also foster a sense of belonging and responsibility towards our feathered co-residents. Implementing this solution was a journey riddled with excitement and uncertainty. The first challenge was to ensure everyone understood the purpose and process. I organized a pre-event meeting to provide instructions and answer any queries. We divided the campground into sectors, each guided by an experienced birder. The participants were armed with binoculars, field guides, and a sense of anticipation that was almost palpable. Despite meticulous planning, we encountered roadblocks, some quite literal. The night before the event, a severe storm left fallen branches obstructing some pathways. We spent the early hours of the day clearing the debris, racing against time. Unexpectedly, this roadblock became a testament to the community spirit as everyone pitched in, showing that the enthusiasm for the bird count was alive and thriving. The bird count was more successful than I could have ever dreamed. The atmosphere was electric as people traded binoculars and shared discoveries, their faces glowing with the joy of shared experiences and newfound knowledge. What began as an activity to encourage citizen science became a celebration of community, conservation, and connection. We identified over 100 species, some of which were new records for our campground. The data we collected was shared with local ornithological societies, contributing to ongoing research and conservation efforts. The impact of this initiative on Paradise Plover's Perch Campground was profound. It inspired a sense of stewardship for our avian inhabitants amongst campers. They learned about the birds' habits, their migratory patterns, and the importance of conserving their habitats. Tips and best practices for bird identification and observation became common knowledge, handed down from seasoned birders to eager novices, fostering a culture of learning and sharing. Reflecting on this journey, I can confidently say that the most significant outcome was not the data collected or the species identified. Instead, it was the bonds formed, the knowledge shared, and the collective experience of marveling at the beauty of nature that unfolded in front of our eyes. As a campground owner, I learned that fostering a sense of ownership, curiosity, and respect for nature amongst campers creates a richer, more fulfilling camping experience. This experience, once ignited, has the potential to spread like a wildfire, illuminating the path for other campgrounds facing similar challenges.
As we draw the curtains on this episode, the echoes of the birdsong from Paradise Plover's Perch Campground seem to linger, a testament to the power of community, curiosity, and the countless wonders of the natural world. Theodora's journey underscores the essence of citizen science, demonstrating how each one of us can contribute to the understanding and preservation of our shared environment. With just a pair of binoculars, a field guide, and a sense of wonder, we too can become active participants in the grand spectacle of nature. What makes Theodora's story truly resonate is not just the profound impact on her campground, but the ripple effect it created. It changed the way campers interacted with the wildlife around them, inspiring a newfound respect and fascination for the avian world, and fostered a community spirit, a sense of collective responsibility, and a bond with nature that is both enriching and enduring. And so, dear listeners, as we bid adieu to Paradise Plover's Perch and its vibrant avian symphony, we take with us not just a captivating tale, but a model of how citizen science can become a compelling, engaging, and transformative presence in our own campgrounds. Thank you for joining us for this episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. If this story inspired you, moved you, or sparked a thought, we invite you to share it with a friend or a fellow nature enthusiast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our next journey into the fascinating world of campgrounds. Until then, keep listening, keep exploring, and let the mysteries of nature unfold.